God. You called me to a place of honor in your church, and sometimes I wonder why you did that. Because your honor looks nothing like I could ever imagine. And I often get it confused with what it looks and feels like at tables and in rooms I'm all too comfortable in. And it's in times like these, time of prayer, when I know just where I should sit at your table, as far from being in charge as I can, because just look at me, God. I'm readying myself to point to you and to your grace and mercy and wonder, and I'm on my knees in lament for another school shooting, one in my home state. I know it's all home to you. So put me in my place right now, God. The place of humble wondering, the place of mystery, the place of your grace. Because the pain and suffering in this world you so love is just too much sometimes. I know it is not your way, and it seems that we make it our way. Chaos and stubbornness and violence again and again, over and over, rinse and repeat. So God of peace, God of love, I pray for your kingdom to come, even just a very little bit, into my heart today so that I can preach and sing and chew up your good news, even as my heart is breaking. Remind me, you've given me such a powerful vision of your grace and mercy and the people who love me so well, my family and friends. I lift them to you, trusting in your love and faithfulness for them. Help us to love each other well. I pray for my colleagues across the church, across denominational lines, especially today for the Catholic Church and for the Annunciation Parish and school and their surrounding community. Your love, your kingdom, always turns things upside down and backwards. Thank you for including me in this kind of promise for today and for all days. Amen. Beloved child of God, that is all you have to remember today. You are beloved. Don't be afraid. God is with you.